Everyone, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features human guests, Amon Aduma and James Mannion.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. Amon, James, welcome back to the show. I forgot what we called our little game last time. Was it Stump the Old Man? Is that what it was, Amon? Do you remember that?
Yeah. I think it was Stump the Old Man, but I have no memory of it. We had a
sting for that. We don't necessarily need to make it to stump me, but I thought what people do in general, publications at the end of every year, is say what they liked about the year in lists. And we went over music thoroughly on this show, but people recommend all sorts of stuff, even stuff to buy for the holidays to gift people. Or, you know, the most obvious things being like TV shows or movies, or these days TikTok videos. But also it could be more abstract things like fads, new ways people are communicating, platforms I'm not aware of. So I left it up to these guys. If you stump me, that's great. But if not, you know, at least enlighten our viewers of what you liked this year, and we'll improv off of some of that, hopefully. And James, when I requested this of him, he said, I'm not such an up-to-date guy or something like that. And I wondered, yeah, like, well, what's he spend? Is he reading Charles Dickens novels in his spirit? Like, what makes you not up-to-date?
Well, I guess, I always feel like pretty out of the loop mm-hmm. when there's like new stuff. Like you remember that, app Clubhouse? It's kind of insane to say, do you remember that app? But like
I think that happened this year. Kind of way of connecting with each other.
Yeah. Like that happened this year and it already feels like that's completely done.
Isn't that weird?
I remember, at the beginning of the year, my friend was like, dude, you should check out like Clubhouse. I can give you like an invite, because you had to be like invited to it.
Why can't you join yourself? I don't get it.
Because I guess they wanted to keep it like exclusive for a little while before they sort of like rolled it out to everybody. Yeah. And so he's like, I think I can get you an invite. So he like texts me this like link to like download it. And phone.
Can you be him and me be you? Just because I want to know how I'd go through this. Okay. Were you on the phone or is this in person conversation?
It was like over text. It was over text.
Well, let's be in person at lunch.
Okay.
Hey, man.
Hey, how's it going?
Thanks for meeting me here. You'll love the pizza here.
Oh, yeah. The pizza here.
You're the pizza man.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm the pizza man.
Hey, today we're both the pizza man.
Yeah.
We're both going to be eating pizza. I love it. Love it.
Regular Joe, thanks. Make it a large, though.
Okay, gotcha.
Joe, I'll take the weird. Give me the weird. Give me a slice of weird.
Yeah, my favorite customer. We got some weird stuff for you.
So, James, I wanted to... have you been on Clubhouse? Have you heard of Clubhouse?
The theater?
Oh, no. Not the theater. It's like an app.
Clubhouse, is it a porn thing? Because no. I don't masturbate. I don't know if you know that about me. I don't like porn.
Yeah, you talk about that like every time we hang out. You talk about how you don't.
Well, I don't. You can tell everybody that.
Hey, James, that's fine if you don't like porn, if you don't like to masturbate. I accept you.
It's not even for ethical reasons. I just don't like it.
You don't like the way that it feels? It doesn't feel good on you? That's sad.
I don't know. There's something about porn. It's like bad acting. It's the acting is so bad because mm-hmm. I'm such a great actor. I don't know. Like, I have to always see. If there was really great acted porn, I would love that and I would masturbate to it. But most of it's all poorly
acted.
Well,
you could use your imagination.
Well, then why do I need to watch porn?
Well, you said that you also don't. You could use your imagination to masturbate. Because you also haven't.
Well, I meant anyway, to porn on Clubhouse, this porn app. There's you're
no
pitching.
Anyway,
me.
Don't worry about that. There's no porn on it. It's all good. Audio, which actually, so there's no porn. There's nothing visual
it.
About it.
What do you mean it's all audio? What is it?
Well, people have these conversations about the tech world or the music biz. I don't know, man. I just think that you could really get world. Into this. Yeah, like.
So you get onto an app and you like jack into a conversation about the tech world?
Well, usually, so it'll be like people who like they're hosts, they're like venture capitalists or something, and they'll like host they'll host a room, or it might be like a someone who's like a music manager, and they might host a room. And
but you started with the tech world. Can you just pop me into it on your phone right now? I'd just like to hear some of that.
Okay, yeah, let's get into this room.
But specifically a tech world room.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
I have no idea what that conversation would even be.
This one's called, Silicon Valley World.
Okay.
Thanks again, guys, for tuning in. This is Pat McAfee speaking to all of you about... general security in terms of apps.
Can you hear us?
And hello? Did someone just say something?
I'm sorry. I didn't know if you could hear us or not. Are we supposed to participate?
Dude, chill out. He's going to take away your ability to use the mic. He's going to kick you out of ban you. From
sorry, just listening.
Okay, please, no more interruptions. We're going to sort of treat this like a lecture where I will kick you out. Of the room. So anyways, I'm talking about security here, especially when it comes to adult content on computers. You want to make sure that when you're watching that hardcore, gross, disgusting.
Turn it off.
It's not usually like that. Usually it's like...
Someone giving a lecture?
Well, it's not always someone giving a lecture. Sometimes it's just a whole group of people and everybody's just talking about some topic or sometimes
how do you know how to take turns speaking if it's a big group of people, and how do people not talk over each other?
Well, it depends on the settings that the moderator sets up. They might give you the microphone, they might give everybody the microphone, and then it's kind of just like, okay, you have to, you know, respect what's going on. Or they might bump certain people up to the stage at a certain time. It seems like in that case, he was just letting anybody talk and hoping that they wouldn't. But
which room do you think I'd have the most fun on? Like, what should I start on?
Okay, well,
what will I start on?
James, I think that maybe you should go into one of the shoot your shot rooms.
What's that? That sounds like porn.
It's not porn. It's just James, like. Every time I talk to you, I feel like maybe you should try dating or something. Like, you kind of like...
Okay. Shoot your shots like flirting, like take a chance flirting with someone.
So there will be a room of like people, and sometimes it'll be like, guys, like nerdy guys shooting their shot with women in the room, and each guy gets like a chance to shoot their shot.
But you're kind of just speaking out into a void because you can't see anyone, right?
Well, you can't see them, but you can hear them. They're like...
So you're kind of like yelling out a flirt into the darkness.
Yeah. Well, they're on the other line. Like, they'll introduce the person who you're going to shoot your shot with.
And... Oh, it's more formal like that. Okay.
Yeah. It's a whole thing. Here, let's
Can get, we do let's, that, please?
Yeah, let's get into this one. Nerdy guys shoot their shot with Instagram models.
Really? You want me to jump into a room called Nerdy Guys? All right.
Well, James, I just think this would be good for you because every time I talk to you, I feel like this guy needs to like put himself out there.
Okay. I agree. And I got my new couch, by the way, so I'm ready to start dating again.
Okay, good.
All right, I'm ready to do this. I can't wait to hear how they're introduced.
All right. Welcome back. This is Pat McAfee.
What the fuck is the same room, dude?
We're going to be starting to shoot our shot at models online. Trust me, I'm in a room full of models here. And it looks like we have a Mr. James Mannion coming in to try and shoot a shot.
Oh, hi. It's kind of weird just speaking out into a void, but...
Okay.
Yeah. Am I flirting with a... Don't I hear the other person first or something?
Yeah. Trust me. I've got so many...
Who am I talking to? Oh, I'm not shooting my shot to Pat McAfee.
No, definitely not. That's not something I'd be into. I got plenty of women over here. Just go ahead and go for it.
Over here? But once again, who am I talking to? So it goes.
Look in the app. There's like a bunch of little bubbles okay. with names under them. They're all in the room.
Okay, I get it. Do I pick one?
Well, Pat. Hey, Pat. I'm James' friend here. Is there a specific person that James can shoot his shot with?
Are you it just seems weird to flirt with or just the world.
Just gonna yell it out, and then whoever's interested, they speak up.
Yeah, that's how it works. So he's going to go ahead and put his best foot forward, and then whoever wants.
All right, fuck it. All right, my name is James. They call me the Pizza Man. I'm a great improviser. I find the game well, and I think I could do that with you. I think I could find your game well, which is meaning finding what you're interested in, because whatever you're interested in, I can be interested in. Because I'm the Pizza Man.
What, you mean like the game Sorry or Monopoly?
What do you mean by that? What game are you talking about?
What?
I'm interested in playing games. What, like Sorry or Monopoly or...
I thought you'd date me after hearing that. Oh, finding the game. That's my improv. That's improv comedy. I'm an improv comedian. I wear cargo shorts.
Oh, okay. Pat McAfee stepping back in here. It looks like we have a technical issue. We're losing all the women. We are losing all of the women on the app. They seem to just be disappearing.
Am I not supposed to mention I'm an improviser? You didn't say anything about that.
James, I just think that...
Thought they were nerds.
You have to be more specific about what... It is. I think they thought that you were talking about board games. Yeah, they don't.
So they would have loved board games?
Oh, it sounded like one of them was interested in playing Sorry or Monopoly with you.
Hey, man, I really appreciate... Can you hang up on this guy, though?
Yeah.
I don't want him listening to this.
All right. Bye, Pat.
Later. Hey, come back.
You're my true friend because the one I can talk to you about dating and stuff.
Yeah.
You
can tell me anything.
Do want to use this app. If this is an app where people meet, I spent a shit ton of money on a new couch. And I don't even want to make love on it. I just want to watch a goddamn movie on it with someone else. And what is it? Only take your shot? Is that the only type of room? Is there another room where it's less... on the nose where I can more shine, you know what I mean?
Okay. Well, it looks like there's a clubhouse improv room happening.
That's definitely
maybe
the
you should
pendulum the other way, because then everyone will be like me there and they'll know that I'm full of shit.
Well, where else do you, but that's where you shine, James. I mean, that's where you...
I know, but isn't there a place... Where else do you think I'll go?
Okay, well, what's some interests that you have that aren't related to improv that maybe...
Or couches.
Or couches, or how much you don't like porn. What's something that you like, you talk about that's not like
isn't
your main
that
thing?
Enough? And we cut to a room where it's people who hate porn, but not for ethical reasons. Hi, this is James here again. For me, and I've said before, and I'll say it again, it's the acting, but also the writing. I don't know why. And I don't need a huge plot. I just need the stuff they say during sex just to be better written.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Thank you, dude. Who is that?
Jonathan.
Hi, Jonathan.
I like you.
I like you too, James. I like a lot of the things that you were saying in there, in here. I agree. I think that like a lot of times there's, you know, if you're going to do a narrative, mm-hmm. if you're going to do a story, then I agree mm-hmm. with you that the acting needs to be up to par to sell it. Otherwise, they should just be real. Most of the
time, might as well just have sex with, I might as well date a person and then have sex with them.
Right. You might as well just do 100%. That in your real life.
I might as well just,
you might like, as well
why
just
am
do
I
that.
Watching, why am I watching a porn about a waitress when I could go find a nice woman who's a waitress,
yeah.
date her for a few months and make love mm-hmm. to her.
Ah, James, you're telling heat here. This is,
you're having a breakthrough right now. You're having a breakthrough. Incredible, incredible work today, y'all. Incredible work today.
You know what? Maybe it's time for me to take my shot again. I feel like I've really worked up my confidence on these anti-porn, but not for ethical reasons rooms. And I'm just ready to get back to the take a shot room.
Pat, should we just turn this into a shoot your shot room right now?
Yeah, let's just turn this little support room into a shoot your shot room, and we can really just get into it.
Is there any room that he doesn't host? I feel like he throws off my game.
Hey, I heard that. Come on. Come on.
See, ladies, women start to pop into the app. Okay, mm-hmm. I see some joining in here. Okay, hello, everybody.
Hi,
I'm James.
Hi.
I was talking. This was a different room a while ago. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
I see a lot of nice names.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So, James, are you going to, I don't know, put your best foot forward this time?
Yeah, I was going to take a shot again.
Okay, good luck.
Well, I quit improv, so you can't leave for that reason anymore. So I've started this whole anti-porn website. It's not a website that's against porn. It's just a website that's everything that's not porn, but what it should be without the sex, which is really good movies.
So like Netflix?
I put together a streamer called James Vision.
Wow.
And what we've done is we're taking porn movies, taking out all the sex and the unnecessary nudity and the vulgarity, put in good acting and good writing. And what comes out is fucking great movies. James Vision.
Wow. That's incredible. You know, this is an app that, you know, is moderated by Silicon Valley people. So we do have, we have the terminology. Are you liquid right now with your current company? Is this something
I can talk? I can do something. I can, I have a couch I can sell to if I need to put some money, but you're the money guys, right?
Yeah. Money guys and gals. Yes.
Money guys and gals.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I guess you can either shoot your shot for a date with me, or shoot your shot for a seed round investment for your new streamer.
Stump the old man.
So did you get into it for a while, James?
Not really. So the end of that story was that my friend sent me this like invite link, and my phone was too old to download that.
Oh no.
I have like an iPhone 6, so there's a bunch of apps I just can't download.
Yeah. Oh, that's the worst. Enjoy it.
Did you jump on that app?
Clubhouse? No, I didn't. But yeah, I didn't jump on it, but I do despise it just simply based on how quickly it went from, you know, an app where a couple rappers were talking to each other to like $1 billion valuation. And then
did it?
Oh, I think so. I think it went for like some kind of crazy valuation in less than a year.
And now it's not even a thing anymore.
Definitely not in a pop culture.
You
definitely
never not. Hear about it.
Wow. Okay. Bring it to me. What is a thing in pop culture? Stump the old man. Go.
Okay. James, I can go first or
go for it.
So I've got three categories, right?
Oh,
I've
good.
Got, and most of them stem from TikTok. So it's the TikTok category. There's the music and then terminology, right? So you want me to give you one from terminology?
Sure. Let's do it.
Cool. So this is a phrase that's used a bunch. It's the blank. And then should I stop to let you guess what the last two words are? Or do you want me to just say it?
That's way too general. It's the is the only clue you're going to give me.
Are you tapped in or not, Matt? You let me know, dude.
Wait, do you actually say the word blank?
No. Okay. So it's a phrase that you interchange the blank
like a
with
meme,
whatever.
Right. So you're like kind of filling the blank with your own spin on it. Exactly.
James, so you know what he's talking about?
I don't know off of just it's the blank.
Like the but way I imagine it used to be it's the bomb, but it's something new.
Okay, yeah, kind
I
of.
I think it's going to be like a Mad Libs type thing where you kind of like, there's a structure of words, but then you kind of fill in the rest to make your own joke. All right, I'm on. I'm
good. Brett, do you know what he's talking about?
Let me fill it out.
I have no clue. I can only think of it's the shit or something.
That can't be.
So general.
I'll fill it out. General. I'll fill out the rest of the phrase and then you tell me what the blank, what could go in the blank, okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right, here we go.
All right.
All right.
It's the... Nice clue.
All right.
It's the beginning of the game.
Could literally be anything.
It could literally be anything.
It's okay, the best of times. It's the worst of times.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the phrase.
Okay.
It's the blank for me.
Okay, this is a better guess. It's the blank for me.
Mm-hmm. When would you use this and what would you fill in the blank with?
I like this. This seems more fair. Okay. Well, I know I don't have it. Brett, you want to give it a go?
I don't know this one.
James, you're closer in age. This is something you should know.
Well, so I'm...
it's the blank for me.
Okay. So this would be like... I guess if I wanted to express like that last scene was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I might go like, it's the, this would be kind of complicated.
The bee's knees.
Like it might be like,
this is the phrase this year, man. This is the hot phrase.
It's the phrase.
Like if I thought that scene was really funny, I might go like, it's the no masturbating for me. Right, Amon?
Yep. Manion, you got
like
it.
Like, that would be like me being like, that's the part of the scene that I thought was
so
funny or awesome or whatever.
That's exactly right. So it's the...
So
you're taking
changing.
You're taking the blank and you're replacing it with either something that you find genuinely good or for the most part, it's something that you find insulting, right? So... and this is, I'm telling you, this is someone who's had to experience during Thanksgiving, a bunch of young cousins just speaking like this constantly.
Okay,
right?
Great. Give me this.
So it was, we were playing Uno and I was playing with all these little kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, as we were playing, one person would say, do whatever, I don't know, Uno, you know, drop the four or make the other person draw a ton of cards.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who drew the cards would look at the other person and go, it's the love for me, right? Basically saying, you have no love for me. Or it's the draw four card for me. That's what's getting me really pissed, right?
Oh my God.
And it was nonstop. It's the this for me. It's the it's something they didn't like. It's the this for me. It's the this. It's your look for me. It's the reaction. It's my it's mom being pissed for me, right?
Oh so my God.
Yeah. So now as you wrap
it up. Do you know this? So you know this, James.
Yeah, I mean, you see this on like on Twitter. I mean, Twitter's really the only thing I'm on, but you, the all this stuff like trickles into Twitter eventually. That one.
Okay, I'm going to be the older uncle at this same thing. So you guys want to play some Uno?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, great. I got my old Uno deck. Every generation loves Uno. It brings families together. I bet Uno's being played at Thanksgivings all over the nation right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's the old man speech for me.
Huh?
It's the old man speech for me.
I don't understand.
It's the heartwarming sentimentality for me.
Yeah. Okay. And we are going, and I'll start as the older guy, is the rule, in a red four.
It's the red for me.
It's the four for me.
What the fuck is going on? I'm sorry I curse. What is going on here?
It's the language for me.
Are you guys doing Yoda speak? I've seen Star Wars. He doesn't just say for me. If you're doing the backwards grammar thing, okay? You're doing Yoda wrong.
It's the old movie references for me.
Right?
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 It's just for me the way you guys say I don't like. So I don't like old man speech. I don't like old movie references. Just say it to my face.
We like
it. Let's go out in the backyard and say it to my face for me.
Whoa. It's the aggression for me.
Jennifer, don't tell me to pipe down. I deserve respect. Whoa. I'm not drinking too much.
It's the yelling at your wife for me.
is this
the yelling
TCM?
At her, my wife for me too?
No,
for me.
No, that doesn't.
All right, green three.
Disrespectful.
Green three.
Draw four.
Okay. Draw four. Da, da, da.
Uno.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Who's the old man now? Uno. One card left, whippersnappers.
It's the pretending like this game means anything for me.
Yeah. It's the acting like we're not going to soon be in climate crisis for the rest of our lives for me.
Yeah. It's the not taking responsibility for your part and leaving a worse world off to us for me.
It's the sitting on your 401k and stocks and bonds while we look at a future where we scrape by for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Even in what you're doing, can you say multiple sentences and add it for me at the end?
If
I
that's
feel like
what's
once
for me,
you get to where there should be a comma, there should be a for me.
If that's what's for me, if all of those things are for me, then yeah.
Yeah. And those are for him. It's the demand for rules in terms of our language for me.
It's the conversation after the scene for me.
What age was that?
They were all in, I think they were like 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. So okay. That range.
My daughter is not doing that. So I'm glad that has not reached our house for me.
Yeah.
James, you are up. That was an excellent, excellent first round. Also, I like the guessing game element.
So I've got something here. I'll talk about something that just happened. This isn't even like a recommendation. This is just, okay. Do you want recommendations or do you want something that just happened that's like very weird?
How could I pass up what's just happened and very weird?
So did you see that like Crazy Frog released a new song? Do you know what Crazy Frog is?
Give me a guess first. Crazy Frog. Now, Crazy Frog, we were talking about this on another episode, is not who wrote Gummy Bear, is it?
I don't think so.
Is it an electronica? Is it some kind of EDM DJ or something?
So Crazy Frog started off in the 2000s as like a, a ringtone or something. And then like Crazy Frog started doing covers of like of real songs. So like most famously back then was the like Axel theme from Beverly Hills Cop.
Mm-hmm.
And Crazy Frog's got this like very annoying voice, and there'd be these videos that are like these like 3D CGI videos of Crazy Frog, and it's like they're very annoying. So I remember Crazy Frog when I was like, but hearing Crazy Frog. And Crazy Frog just released a new song called Tricky that's a mashup of Tricky by, I guess, Run DMC. Let me see if I can
find Tricky it. To Rock and Rhyme.
It's Trick to Rock and Rhyme. Yes. Rock and Rhyme is right
that,
on time. It's Tricky.
That, and that's mashed up with some other more recent song. So Crazy Frog releases this new song after like, you know, I guess it's probably been like 11 years or something since Crazy Frog released a song. It's got a whole video and everything. And then the reason I found out about this was because I saw on Twitter, I didn't know about this, but I saw a tweet from Crazy Frog like surface in my feed. And the tweet says, "Hello, everyone. Crazy Frog released this new song a couple days after." The tweet says, "Hello, everyone. We would like to start this message by acknowledging that while we appreciate all the valid criticism toward NFTs, sending us death threats and other nasty things to our email isn't cool or productive." And that's the first tweet of like a 9-tweet thread. Then I was like, what the hell is going on here? And I guess with their new song, because it's 2021 now, Crazy Frog announced that they're going to drop some NFTs. Which, do you know what NFTs are? This is why I want to talk about this.
I know what an NFT is.
Yeah. And people, there's a lot of people who like,
are against NFTs because the energy it takes to make them or whatever.
Well, I think NFTs mostly because they're like, a lot of them are like a scam or it's like crazy that it seems like a scam. And so I guess people were sending Crazy Frog like death threats or something.
Because it's such a scam, he should be dead. Okay, keep going.
And I was like going through the replies to Crazy Frog's initial like announcement that we've got this new music video. And there's a bunch of people in the replies going like, "Wow, it's really cool that you're back, but like NFTs, no thanks." Like a bunch of people being like, "Cool song, Crazy Frog. We like that, but but like you're doing NFTs now, like that's bad. I'm
so
out."
You're examining the Venn diagram of first the universe of people who are excited Crazy Frog is back.
Yeah.
So first we take that circle of people in the world. And then we take the circle of people who are really concerned about NFT damage so much that they will threaten people with violence.
Yes. And all I saw was like this apology tweet from Crazy Frog coming to my feed. I didn't know that Crazy Frog was back, and I was just reading. I was like, what happened?
So you found out about everything backwards. So yes. Is he now not going to do NFTs?
No, Crazy Frog's still going to do NFTs, and is kind of going, well, this whole thread is like trying to explain that, like, the people who run the account, like, it seems like there's multiple people involved in Crazy Frog.
Of course.
Like, one of these says, nobody is forcing us to like each other's ideas, and the producer isn't pressuring the creators. The creator is the producer. He's in charge, and we just follow.
Okay, please. Let's cut to the room of the three guys who until... Okay, guys. Mm-hmm. This is it, man. If this doesn't work, I think Crazy Frog is done. I don't want to speak for all of us, but for you two, but... We were big in the early 2000s, and this fucking mix with Run DMC song from 1988 is genius. Yeah. We got to get on the same page with our ideas.
Yeah, yeah, I agree 100%. This is my last ditch effort. My family at home is asking me to get a real job. It's tough for us.
Asking in the early 2000s when we were rolling in that crazy, crazy frog money.
No. Man, rolling ringtone money. That's all I had. But now nothing's coming in. It's kind of hard to justify all this crazy electronic equipment.
In the early 2000s, you couldn't get on a subway without just hearing our Crazy Frog tone going off left and right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Until you went through a tunnel.
Look, I can't do another meeting where we reminisce about how great the 2000s were.
The early 2000s.
I know how good it was. Mm-hmm. I bought my third house. I was in the Mediterranean on a yacht every other weekend. But this is 2021. This is a future. We got to focus on today. All right. We're not getting...
I had a huge... pool made in the shape of a crazy frog.
Yeah. I remember I swam in that
thing. The googly eyes are hot tubs.
I got someone to do to alter my voice so that when I spoke, it was the crazy frog voice. I got a voice box implanted with, it was early technology back then, but
yeah.
And I was walking around talking like crazy frog.
You're a pioneer. You were a pioneer figuring that stuff out. I got my legs tattooed like Crazy Frog's legs. And so from a distance, people think I have those weird, short, crazy frog legs.
Yeah. You got a tattoo.
Tastes like chicken.
You got a tattoo of other legs.
Uh-huh.
Your legs.
On top of my legs.
Long or wide.
That's right.
Let's stop reminiscing about the early 2000s. You're right. This is 2021 going into 2022.
Look, yeah,
this song is taking off.
People like we yes. Do I believe that coming back with Tricky is gonna? Do I believe that that's gonna make a huge splash? Yes, but
we all agree on that. It's the other ideas. What's wrong with my crazy frog barbecue sauce? It's a spicy song, spicy. Condiments. That's what people are going to want.
Look, barbecue sauce was big in the mid 2010s. We need something that's big today. All right.
I'm sitting at home with a ton of Crazy Frog mouse pads, and that's taken up half my goddamn living room. And I'm trying to ship these things. What are we doing here? Come on, folks.
Fucking asshole. I should fucking choke you with a mouse pad right now.
Oh, I wish you would. You don't think I've tried to kill myself with these mouse pads? The amount of guff I'm getting from my family?
I'm trying to save you by rolling some Crazy Frog barbecue sauce money, but you're fighting my good ideas.
Guys, stop.
Shove that barbecue sauce up your ass.
Stop. Mouse pads. Barbecue sauce. This is 2021. We need NFTs. We need a Crazy Frog NFT, guys. You're still living in the past. We got to go to the future.
Look, my cousin works on a blockchain. He says it's awful what they do down there on the blockchains.
Well,
on the blockchain mines.
Look, there's some criticisms about the energy consumption of blockchain, okay? But
you have no idea what goes on down there, man.
It's insane.
My brother, my cousin, he graduated from college and he was going to do tuna fishing and then he was going to go harvest weed in Humboldt, but then he got talked into the good money everybody's making in the blockchain mines. Mm-hmm. Now he can't even see his hands.
Look, when we were rolling around in ringtone dough, were we thinking at all about like the conditions in the factories that were making the Nokia phones? We just
No. We just did it.
Yeah. We just did it.
That's true. I'm afraid to be on the wrong side of history here. You know, all those big ass diamonds we used to have in the early 2000s, and we found out that there were a bunch of children who didn't go to school and were digging in those caves to get those diamonds.
Yeah, we had to sell those diamonds.
Yeah.
That was awkward.
That was so awkward.
Walking into a fucking jewelry store with a fucking big bag of blood diamonds.
Yeah.
You suddenly have to get off your hands. You can't explain why.
That's not fun.
And the jewelry store bought them back, right?
For much less.
Very little. It was like a jewelry store like slash college bookstore. They fucked us on that.
So in 5 years, are there going to be kids walking around with their hands missing because they've become part of the digital matrix from fucking blockchain mining?
Yeah.
All right. Well, what are we going to do then? Because look, I believe in the song, but we just need some insurance that this is going to go, you know, huge. In
merch. Yeah. The real is going to be in the merch. So if we can all agree on one thing that we can sell, let's take barbecue sauce off the table.
Yeah.
Great. I'd love to keep mouse pads on the table here.
No, mouse pads off the table. It has to be something we can all agree on. Maybe something that you can't be on a table, like mouse pads or barbecue sauce.
Something that can't be on a table.
Like, I'm just spitballing here.
Maybe can't put like, on a table.
Or maybe it goes more towards being a crazy frog.
Yeah. Yeah. Like what if we, what if we stitch a bunch of these mouse pads together to form some kind of a crazy frog outfit? Huh? What do you say about that?
That'd you gotta fun. Just eat the mouse pads, dude.
I won't eat those. I will not. No way. No way am I gonna eat that cost. It's way too much on me and my family.
Stump, the old man.
That does sound awesome. I love stories like that. And I bet who likes the annoying songs besides Mono and Betsy liking the Vanga Boys?
I don't know. Like, I mean, Ahmad, do you remember Crazy Frog? Like the Beverly Hills Cop one?
Yeah.
Where do you picture yourself besides looking at it and going, look at this annoying song?
Yeah, here it is.
What's going on?
Like, there's no way you'd listen to this, like, for pleasure. You never go, I want to read a book and listen to this. You know, I don't think you'd play it at a party.
I don't know how I would hear it, but maybe I would just go on YouTube. Like,
it just seems like something your nephew would always be playing, and you tell him, shut that goddamn shit off.
Yeah.
Over 3 billion views on YouTube.
3 billion.
Well, yeah, I think like back then you would just go.
Holy shit, get out of here.
Like YouTube, you used to just go on YouTube and be like, I'm going to look up the crazy frog video or whatever. Right. Now it feels like a totally different, like YouTube feels like a totally different world to me.
Right. Similar to early days of YouTube, I think it's happening on TikTok as well, where it's not necessarily the song people want to listen to. It's what they have associated that song with.
Okay, so, you want to give me an example of that? You ready for your next?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so this is like a TikTok trend that's been happening for a while now, and it might be on the tail end of it, but it was big for a sec.
Okay.
Do you know the song Pennies from Heaven?
Yes. The old, old song Pennies from Heaven?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That Steve Martin sang in the movie Pennies from Heaven.
I've not seen that movie.
All right, go ahead.
So the song Pennies from Heaven, old song that's just, you know, old song you'd think would have just died by now, right?
Burn it up, Peter, sure.
And, well, I think this is the Louis Prima? No idea.
Go ahead.
Anyways, so what they've done now with the song is they've taken the song, because you can on TikTok, you can take an audio and then just attach it to your own videos. So they've taken this song and attached it to a trend that's essentially, and this was big during Thanksgiving, it would be kids on TikTok filming their family members or their friends or whatever. They'd play the Pennies from Heaven. And the trend was my family or my friends or whatever it is, my coworkers.
Yeah.
And their problems. So, so they'd have this song playing as they would scan over, say, my brother, and they'd hold it on my brother for a second. And in the text on the screen, they'd explain his problems.
Like real ones?
Yeah.
That's Give me an example.
So an example would be scanning. I saw one where they scanned over this person's, their brother. And they were like, this guy is high on mushrooms right now and refuses to get a job. And it'll say that in the text. And then they'll scan over their mom and go, she needs to divorce my dad, but she's afraid because she thinks she's too old.
Oh my God. So it's all, the joke is that it's a lighthearted song with really dark, harsh truth.
Harsh truth. That's exactly it. And the people who are being filmed, and this is where it gets kind of touchy for me, where it's like,
just don't know what's about to be texted over them.
They don't know what's about to be texted over them. And so you hope some of them have like, some of them are fun and silly. Like, oh, this person broke their femur on a trampoline, right? Mm-hmm. Something silly like that. But then some of them are so heavy and so dark that people think they're just having their photos taken or their video. So they'll like wave in the camera or look at it.
Hey, Amon.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm a little pissed at you, man.
Really?
I saw your TikTok video.
Oh,
yeah. I didn't even want to come over to your house for Thanksgiving. You were like really insistent that I drop by. And my wife was like, maybe you should do it. He's very insistent.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm super grateful
I brought you a fucking apple pie for your family.
Loved it. Ate it up. That was amazing. Thanks, man.
And you briefly filmed me in the foyer. And I remember that. Uh-huh. And then I see on TikTok, you bring up the fact that I backed over my dog when I was drunk one time.
Yeah.
And that's something I shared with you.
Yeah. And oh, man.
I've had a hard time dealing with that. And you just put it out on TikTok?
Yeah, yeah. But did you see like the amount of love and support you were getting in the comments? There's a lot of people.
What I got were threats that I'm a dog killer.
Yeah, okay.
And a drunk.
Right. I forgot that I'd written that one over yours. I think it was your wife that's getting all the support because hers was that she's can't stop volunteering for UNICEF. but yeah, man, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I guess I should have let you know that when you step into my house, you are signing your rights away and that you're going to probably be in a TikTok.
Like I said, you trapped me. That was a trap.
Yeah, because that's so juicy.
For me
how can
to
I
be
know?
At your house on Thanksgiving?
Well, yeah, we knew each other years ago. We knew each other a couple of years back. I'm excited you came over, man.
I thought you were fucked up and like going to kill yourself or something. I thought you're all alone. I opened the door. Your full family's there. You're filming right away. It was awkward for my wife and I. I felt bad for you. And then you character assassinate me.
Yeah. And did you see the follow-up video where I said, these people think that I'm going to kill myself. Let's see their reaction as they walk through my door. Did you see that one?
Ugh.
That was pretty good too. It was, you came in sweaty and freaking out.
Your humor is really dark, man.
Well, listen.
Guess what?
Huh? What?
You're so into yourself right now. You don't even notice that I've got an angle on you. I've been filming you this whole time.
What?
And you're going to get your own little text narrative breaking you down.
Whoa.
And I'm not going to do it. I don't know you well enough.
Okay.
I'm going to, and this isn't happening anytime soon. I'm going to research this for a year. I'm going to get some private detectives to go into your fucking high school and your college, people you grew up with. I'm going to find out the most dark, fucked up shit about you. If someone hates you out there, I'm finding a man and I'm getting the details.
Matt, that you're going way too far, man. You're going super far.
It's
going to
be dense text too. It's going to be dense. Every fucked up fact I can find. How many seconds is a TikTok video max?
You can get it up to 6 minutes, 6 to 8.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
We cut to a.
It's a lot of text.
Matt's talking to the PI. Okay, so I.
What do you got?
I found a. I went to his high school, and I looked in the trophies, you know,
that motherfucker won a trophy.
Well, here's the
biggest asshole.
Here's the thing. There's a trophy for a year that he was at school and he was on the wrestling team. And I know that he was on the wrestling team that year because I looked at the roles, but the trophy and the photo next to it in the trophy case at the school, he's not in the photo.
What? Mm-hmm. What are you saying?
I'm saying that I think that he got cut from the wrestling team. And in doing so, that propelled them to a state championship. He was holding the team down. That's my theory. Wow. I still
wanted me to connect the dots on that one.
Well, I'm still sort of tracking this down to verify, but that's the best thing I've got so far. By
no
all
one
accounts,
gets cut from a wrestling team in high school. You just don't get in as much.
Well, he might have. And this is the best lead I got. By all accounts, he's a loving father, a good husband. He's a pillar in the community.
Need drug problems? Do you ever say anything off color on a podcast?
Say anything off color on a podcast? Well, I'm going through those, but so far it's just been like he just nails it every time. Ugh.
Fuck.
So this is the best thing we got. I think he might have been cut from a wrestling team. But I'm gonna.
You gotta find that wrestling coach, or this is nothing. This all hinges on finding that wrestling coach. We cut to Alaska. I'm deep into Alaska, almost to Russia.
Excuse me.
Oh, what? Who would be at my door?
Is anybody in there?
Yeah. Yeah. One sec. Come in.
Hi. My name is Bill Donahue. I'm a private investigator.
Well, if you're going to step on the mat, take your shoes off.
Oh, sorry, sir. Yeah. Take these boots off. Man, you're really out here, huh? out here in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. What do you want? How'd you find me? What's going on here? You're 2 seconds away from being suplexed. What the hell? What's going on here? You with the feds? You with the IRS?
No. I'm private. You're not in trouble. I'm just looking for information. Did you used to be a wrestling coach in Denver, Colorado?
Yeah. Denver, Colorado. George Washington High School. Home of the Patriots.
And I seem to recall that in 2008, you won your team won the state championship.
Damn right. Best year of my life.
Was there someone named Amon on the team for part of the year?
Yeah. Amon. Yeah. The good looking one. Mm-hmm. The good looking guy with the super strong guy. Had no problem with the women.
What happened to him? Why wasn't he in the team photo with the holding the trophy at the state championship?
Yeah, was he, that's
was
right.
Was he so bad at wrestling that he got cut from the team in the middle of the year, something that never happens in high school?
No, yeah, no, that wouldn't happen. They just wouldn't let you play. They wouldn't let you get in the match. No. I think he was actually, you know what it is? I think he was helping a bunch of at-risk youth at his old elementary school. And there was like
we cut to that day that the state championship's going on and Amon's helping the at-risk youth instead. Hey, aren't you supposed to be at the state championships?
No. I'm supposed to be here with you now.
But it's the championships. And you said always stick to it and always believe in yourself and teamwork and always play it out to the end.
I did say that. But sometimes you have to sacrifice in order to help people who look like you, who seem like they're in trouble. And that's what I'm here to do.
You know? Yeah, but you come 3 times a week. And I mean, this is the state championships.
Yeah. What are you insinuating? You insinuating I'm scared? You think I'm
selling out on your team?
No, I'm not. I'm buying into you. I'm buying into these kids. Okay. It's not that I'm afraid to get cauliflower ear and the doctor told me that I can't be taking those diet pills and trying to make weight all the time. It's unhealthy. That's nothing to do with this.
All you have to do is spit into a cup all day. That's what you told us.
I did. I did tell you all that. I told you that. And that's if you need to make weight in its quick amount of time.
Look, I'm at risk, but I'm not that at risk. I mean, if you were gone for 2 weeks, that's risky.
Yeah.
But this is Friday, state championship. What do you guys think? The other at risk.
You guys want me to stay and hang and play Sega and just.
Amon, we want you to follow your dream and show up for your team. And that's what's going to inspire us the most.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that will inspire me to not be at risk.
Yeah. And I'm, you know, like I'm at risk, but you know, if you left for 30 minutes, the worst that would have, like, it wouldn't be that. Like you could leave for 30 minutes and come back there wouldn't be like a catastrophe.
I would never forgive myself if there were. I would never forgive myself if there were.
Like I'm capable. Like we could all sit here for 30
minutes. Why are you saying
only
30 minutes though? There's no way he can go do a match and get back here in 30 minutes. Now you're making him feel bad about being bad, gone for an hour.
Yeah, I don't think I can make it on the other side.
You can make it an hour.
Yeah, an hour. We could definitely stay here for an hour while you did it, and it would be fine.
We cut to 45 minutes. He's gone. He's trying to make it to the match, and we're 45 minutes in. Wow, he's been gone.
Yeah.
Seems like an hour and a half. It hasn't even been 45 minutes.
Yeah, well, I can hold on for about 10 more minutes.
You want to do some heroin?
Like, oh,
so bored.
No, we can't.
Come
10
on.
More minutes. Let's just do 10 more minutes of sitting.
I'm so
here.
Bored. It's video games.
Let's play Uno. Let's play Uno.
Stump the old man.
These are good. James, do you got another one?
Well, this is another. Let me look at my little notes app here. So there is like a TikTok thing. And I'm not really on TikTok. So like this like kind of filters into me. But there's like a trend on TikTok of like people giving like financial advice and like a lot of it is like wrong or like conspiracy theories. And so my dad, he goes on TikTok. Like, he's on TikTok more than me because he's retired now, and he'll just like go on TikTok and like, you know, watch like cooking videos or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But a few months ago, he asked me, and he was like, I was on TikTok and someone on there was saying that like when you put money into an escrow account to buy a house, that the bank like makes money off of that, or like the Federal Reserve or like the US government like makes money, like they make like 6 to 12% interest on the money that you put into the escrow account, and like you don't get, but like you're entitled to that money. And he was like, is this true? Like, and I was like, no, I don't think that's true. Like, I like looked it up, because what he was describing like didn't even make sense. Like, the point of
the TikTok person he's watching, is it someone who's claiming to be an investment expert, or is it like a 16-year-old kid?
Well, it's always there's different people. I didn't mm-hmm. watch the one that he was telling me about, so I don't know if that was like someone who's on there like giving advice a lot. But a lot of times it'll just be random people. Like, there's some there's one that I like found today. That's like a woman. It's like a woman who's like a, I think she's like a real estate agent, and she was basically trying to say that like, if you're an S corp, you like don't have to pay taxes. Like, you can like write off like every single purchase you make and like pay your kids money through the S corp and like deduct that all from your tax. Like she was trying to say that you like don't have to pay taxes if you have a S corp and you like own the whole thing. So she appears to be like maybe a realtor or something, but mm-hmm. is not like a financial advice person. And someone else was saying,
so that, why would you do that from TikTok versus YouTube, for instance? Why
on TikTok, like the algorithm just starts showing you stuff like this to see if you like it. And of course, like there is a lot of like financial advice stuff on YouTube as well, but on TikTok, like once you spend even like if you watch a video the whole mm-hmm. way through, then the algorithm will start like showing you more of those videos. And of course, everyone wants to believe that like, yeah, like someone is like making money off of me when I like put money into escrow or whatever, right? Like, everybody mm-hmm. wants to believe that like there's some like shady like thing going on, and so like I think that that type of content is very popular.
Hey, thanks for giving me a ride.
Yeah, no problem.
I just need to go to Citibank. Okay. You have an account at Citibank too. You should do what I'm doing.
Okay. Yeah, what's up?
This is the last day. Have you ever heard that if you get cash, if you have cash money, like paper money, and it gets ripped in half, as long as it's 51% of the bill is there, it works?
Okay, yeah, I've heard that.
If you do it at a perfect 45 degree angle and you cut it right in the middle, they can't tell. But they're getting these machines that pretty soon will be able to tell. So this is like the last day you can get in and cut all your cash. You can get as much cash out, cut it all in half at a 45 degree angle, and basically double your cash today.
Is that what's in your backpack? Hold on. Dude, there's a bunch of like cut up $100 bills in here, man.
Yep. That's right. Well, there's 200. Those 100s became 200s. You know what I'm saying? It's the last day. I found this out on TikTok this morning.
Dude, what?
You better cut up all your money. Get all your money out in hundreds and cut them in half.
I don't know about, like, I'm not going to cut up. I'm not going to cut up my money, man.
You're a fucking idiot. You are going to... And everyone's doing it. So it's going to affect the economy and you're going to get left behind, dude. I called my mom and told her.
It's going to affect the, like, you think that, I mean, there's no
way. It's
going
to cause inflation. Everyone's going to double their money all of a sudden. You're not going to.
I don't think that they would let that happen. I don't think that I know that the government is like bad and shady, but like, I just don't think that they would let this.
The government has nothing to do with the banks, dude. Everyone's going to the banks. That's a rule. 51% of the bill is there. It counts. They don't have the abilities to figure that out right now. They soon will. This is the time to double your money.
All right. Well, let's go in there. I hope that you didn't just cut up a bunch of bills and now you're out of what looks to be like.
Well, I hope you can still get out all your cash out.
I'll be okay. I've got money. I'm not worried about it.
Hi. Welcome to Citibank. How can I be of service?
Well, I got a lot of cash out yesterday and I'd like to deposit today.
Sure. Just go ahead and stack your money here.
Okay.
Give me a card. And I can
go.
Ooh. Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
My friend here is probably going to want to do a withdrawal after me, but go ahead.
Let's see how this goes first.
Okay. Sir, do you know that your bills have been cut? These are torn up bills, sir?
Cut up bills.
Yeah. Yeah, these are a lot of cut up bills.
But that's just entropy. That's just the universe breaking down cash. You must get that all the time.
No, I've never heard anyone say
taped my up bills.
Oh, yeah, I've seen some taped up bills and things.
People write happy birthday or a message from the tooth fairy on their bills.
Yeah, I have seen
those. Some people put like a mustache on George Washington or something.
Yeah, we can't accept these bills. These bills.
The ones where you put mustaches?
No. The bills you've actually just dumped on here. We can't accept these. I'm sorry.
That's the rule. You can, as long as they're 51%.
I don't know what rule you're talking about. The 51% rule, sure, but then that means that. Okay, fine. Okay, you know what?
Prove that well, I don't have 51% of the bill.
I guess the onus is on me.
Mm-hmm. See, this is working.
Okay, fine.
If you want to just help my friend first and you can deposit this later.
Sure, I'm going to have to count this and do the whole thing. Yes.
Exactly. I can come back after lunch.
Of course.
You want to do a full withdrawal? See, it's working. We can just go into the alley. Just rip them in half real quick. Double your money, my friend.
It's all
over TikTok.
Teller does seem to be going along with it. Maybe you're right. Okay. I'd like to do a full withdrawal.
That means you want everything from your account in cash?
Yes, everything in cash except for the $500 minimum so that I don't get charged.
Okay.
End of the month.
Live on the wild side, man. We're going to redeposit this very quickly.
You're right. All that $500.
That's $1,000. That's $500 you want to make.
Do it all. I'll eat the fee.
You'll eat the fee? Okay. The fee. Here is your $600 in cash. There you go.
Do you have an X-Acto? You got an X-Acto knife?
An X-Acto knife. I might have some scissors around here. A scissor or two.
Oh, that's great.
Okay.
Can we borrow those?
Yeah. And if you're going to do what I think you're going to do with this money, can you please not do this in the bank? I think.
No, we're going to go in the alley behind the bank.
Okay. Thank you.
We cut to the alley. Oh, check it out, man. I think other people have been cutting up money back here.
Oh my gosh.
There's little pieces of George Washington's nose.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just scoop those up and we'll include
that. There might be worth some.
Did the teller say any, like, the teller didn't finish doing yours, right?
No, he said he was going to get to it later.
Okay. Well, let's go for it.
Let's get lunch first. Let's go to that fancy sushi place that's on the top floor of the...
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
Velvet building.
That'll make it seem like we weren't just out here cutting up money and then coming right back in. And right. With all the money we're about to make, I'll just put it all on my credit card and we'll be good. Let's go to Nobu.
We cut to Nobu on top of the Velvet building. Yes, and put some quail's eggs on that too, please.
Okay, the quail's egg. All right.
What do you got that's like super rare? Money is not a problem.
Okay. I don't mean to judge, but I just based on appearances, I would like to have the money down first.
If you're insulting my friend here.
No, I did not mean to. I'm sorry.
It's all good. You can hold onto this credit card. It will be no problem, I assure you.
Okay. Sure thing. And the rarest thing we have is a Doheny wallflower. It's quite expensive. Yes.
I would like to order the Doheny wallflower. And great. if you could maybe shave some $100 bills onto that.
Okay.
Nice. This is that?
it's an unusual request, but I gotta say, being here in Nobu, it's not the weirdest thing. Yes, yeah. Sure.
Stump the old man.
Oh, Nobu should be my sponsor of the show, Brett. Right. In fact. Any high-end sushi restaurant, I will sponsor. Has to be high-end, though.
When we say high-end, how much is a plate? What are we saying?
A high-end plate, if you're on a nice date, you're not just going there just to eat and satisfy yourself, but you're like, let's go to a nice sushi restaurant for a date. You're gonna spend $100 a person.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah,
at the nice places.
And is this $100?
This is the fish that melts in your mouth. Ooh. Like you said, Nobu, that's one of those places.
Ooh, okay.
There's this place, Sugarfish. Is that part of the Nobu Empire? It might be. But there used to be this chef that you'd go in there and you'd say California roll. It's just like the soup Nazi. He'd go, nope.
Wow.
No, yeah. Not even. We don't even make those. And he would say, he would just bring out what you get.
Oh, so you didn't even order. You just
It was just like, just that. don't insult this guy. Just fucking take what he's gonna give you because it's gonna be really fresh and awesome.
I went to a sushi place where they got mad at you if you used soy sauce wrong or if you
at all.
Yeah, they say this one is okay, but you got to dip it, you know, upside down in it, like fish first. You never dip the rice in.
Wow,
and things like that. Yeah.
Well,
I respect it. You know, it's always good if you follow their instructions.
Guys, this is the best hamburger place in LA, but just kind of look around and go with how everyone is doing the burgers and eating the burgers and everything. Cause it's, you know, it's a special place.
Great. Yeah. I'm fucking hungry, man. I can eat a whole double Whopper with cheese. You know what I mean?
All right. And also please don't mention other franchises and don't order. You just go up there. Just walk up here and he'll tell you what you want. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
We're here.
Okay. You're ready for the meal.
Yes.
I've got the perfect thing picked out for you.
Oh, check this out. It's a burger with the buns made out of fries.
Wow.
And the burger's filled with mayonnaise. This is delectable, dude.
That's right.
It melts in your mouth.
Oh God. You're gonna make me throw up on the counter here.
Shut up. You won't get this, you'll get something else.
Yeah, that's for him.
Thank goodness.
Thank you, sir.
This is what you'll be having. This is a hamburger with mozzarella sticks on top of it and pretzels.
Okay. Yeah. Oh.
Soft, freshly baked pretzels as the bun with onion rings on the side.
Okay. Well, normally I get my burgers without cheese, so.
Shut your fucking mouth.
I'm going to take it. I'm just going to remove the mozzarella sticks. Pretzel bun sounds great.
You're not going to do that.
He's joking around. He's not going to. We're just going to our table.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
What, dude? I'm just trying to
You're about to do that right in front of him? That's so insulting. If you don't want to eat it, like jam it down your pants or something.
Jam it down my pants?
Yeah, you can't let him know you're not going to eat it.
What are you talking about?
He's coming around. This is great. I love the mayonnaise when it's really warm like this.
Oh, God.
The way you bake the mayonnaise in, it squirts in your mouth when you bite into the burger.
I'm sorry, sir. You seem to be a little bit unhappy with the food. You're making a lot of faces.
Yeah, no, sorry. Just the description of hot mayonnaise made me want to throw up. Genuinely, I just felt like throwing up. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I have like a paper bag or something. Or maybe
you were saying that last night when I was coming in your face. We're lovers.
How many times did I tell you, don't talk about that in public? And mayonnaise and cum are not the same thing.
Wow. I see that one of the mozzarella sticks is missing from your burger. Is that because you ate it, or what happened to that mozzarella stick?
Yeah, Matt, I'm just going to be honest.
Your funeral.
It's not going to be my funeral. This is ridiculous. I didn't want cheese. I would never put mozzarella sticks on a burger. It seems like overindulgent. This is why a lot of people hate us. Let's just keep it a burger the same, and I'm not going to eat the onion rings.
Let's just keep it a burger the same. Get out of my restaurant.
What?
I didn't study for 10 years in Guy Fieri's kitchen to be treated this way. I choose what you eat. I'm the expert here.
Okay. Why is no one laughing in this place? You can't just genuinely say study with Guy Fieri for 10 years and no one burst out laughing. That's absurd. Whoa. Don't yell that out. That's ridiculous.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what's gotten into him. He's so
this
rude.
This is your lover. You make love to this man.
I do.
Hey, fuck you guys. All right. Don't team up with the server. You have to come home to me.
And scene. I saw West Side Story last night. It was getting like that. It was like romance, drama, everything. Mm. I highly recommend Spielberg's West Side Story, everyone.
Yeah, I can't wait. I've
guys,
been hearing great things.
Nope. Thanks so much for doing the show, turning me on, this old man, to some new things. I do not look at TikTok, so I have no idea what you're talking about, all this stuff. It's very entertaining to hear about it.
I got enough for a part two here, Matt.
I bet. Mm-hmm. I think we did an hour 15, so we'll leave them wanting more. But James is the pizza man. You want to tell people where they can find your content on Twitter?
Well, that's exactly where. At Pizza Manion on Twitter. That's where you can find me.
And Amon, what's your platform of choice? You probably are going to introduce me to a new one today. I know you're not on Clubhouse anymore.
No, not on Clubhouse anymore. I'm not on anything special. I'm going to get to it eventually. Just playing around. I guess you could get a hold of me through...
Where do we compliment you? We don't even need to get a hold of you.
if you just compliment me to Pizza Manion at Pizza Manion, go ahead.
Yeah, you read his posts.
I'll make sure Amon gets them.
Oh yeah, yeah. I love reading James stuff.
All right, y'all. As usual, get the Improv for Humans for Music album we put out of live recordings and music we've had, musicians we've had on this show, recorded by sound engineer genius Brett Morris on green vinyl for the mere affordable price of $25 for vinyl these days. That's a really good price, and it is so awesome. I can't wait for this album to come out, Brett.
Me neither.
All right. Keeping Human.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production. Produced by Brett Morris and Renee Colvert. Engineered by Brett Morris. Music by Dragoon. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more?
Find the full archive, ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium, like Estates of Perfection. Use promo code Estates for a 1 month free trial. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.